It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly guide of what's happening in the world of astronomy and in our island skies, we turn as usual to Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, our official connection to the summit. Hey, Christopher, what's happening in our week of stargazing?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. Venus will be visible to the east in the early morning around 5:30 a.m. And in the evening sky, we have Saturn and Mars. Both of these will be visible from sunset onwards, with Saturn setting around about 9 p.m., followed shortly by Mars at around about 10 p.m.
Now, I understand this week we have sort of a bonanza with the ISS happening.
It just so happens that we have not one, but four passes by the International Space Station this week. The first of which is occurring on Wednesday, followed by Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. Only one of these passes will be easy to spot from the city, occurring at 7:10 p.m. on Friday night. The station will be moving from the south-southwest to the northeast. If you'd like to try and spot the other passes, check out the Stargazer website for more information.
Four passes?
Yeah, it's like a bus. You wait for ages, and then four turn up at once.
And finally, we have water vapor on an alien planet.
That's right. Discovery this week of water vapor on a distant alien world. A team led by scientists at the University of Maryland have discovered traces of water in the atmosphere of a distant exoplanet that's similar in size to the planet Neptune in our own solar system. Finding water is one of our main goals when we look for life elsewhere in the universe, and it looks like there could be a considerable amount of it on this alien world. However, there is a catch.
There usually is with water in space.
That's right. The water discovered on this alien world is vapor, clouds most likely, not oceans, lakes, and rivers. This planet has no solid surface whatsoever. It orbits very close to its own star, and it orbits that star once every 5 days. This means that this planet is hot, almost 1,200 degrees at cloud level.
Is it basically, aside from the fact that it's extremely hot, the same water as we have, as far as we know?
It pretty much is. It's the same water that we have in our clouds here on planet Earth, but it's too hot to condense into actual liquid. This is a massive discovery, since now we are finally capable of looking at smaller planets out there in the universe and directly detecting what kinds of elements exist there.
Sounds like you need to start cooking your tea with a lot hotter water, Christopher.
All right.
Appreciate it. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thanks for the report.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.